This special motherfucking sedition live from the streets of resistance in Toronto was made possible by slaves like you. Thank you very much.
We got rights here in our own land. We got the right to have justice and freedom to be who we are. And we have the right to receive more than apology, but actual criminal charges against those that have done criminal acts against us. I think that would be a start.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and We Feel Fine, a show entirely produced on stolen native land. I am your host, Stimulator, and on day four of the G20 rebellions, the motherfucking resistance joined forces with the original inhabitants of Turtle Island to bring attention to Canada's dirty little secret, genocide.
When the colonialists came over from Europe, they had massacred and genocided native people and indigenous people all across North America.
That's right. Just like in the USA, Canada has a fucked up history and was built on the murder and exploitation of the peeps who were gangsta chilling here back in the day. But before we bring you highlights of the Indigenous Day of Action, let's check in with today's Bacon Bits. Remember our friend from yesterday?
I think it was the message I got on the stuff.
You being an asshole again?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
You see me yesterday, too.
Apparently, the pigs don't like it when young folks wear t-shirts that say,
Fuck the G20, dude.
In case you were wondering how the TO50 justify their $1 billion budget, here's a couple of examples. First, they took the soccer mom's minivan and turned it into a webcam. There is no data to show what the cost of this dildo-looking topper van is, but I bet you my phone can do the same thing, and without a contract. Next is this fancy-schmancy video services unit truck. Now, according to their shitty fucking website, the TO50 video services unit
has become recognized worldwide for both the handling of video evidence and their high-quality video production.
I wonder if they produced this video for the Integrated Security Unit.
Community Relations Group attached to the Integrated Security Unit G20 Summit, public info number 1-888-446-4047.
Hi there, I'm Constable Melanie Kiss from the Toronto Police Service, and this is my partner, Corporal Lori McDonald from the RCMP, and we're part of the Community Relations Group with the Integrated Security Unit for the G20.
Yeah, I know, that fucking sucked. I mean, they didn't even use an external mic, and couldn't even generate a fucking graphic to flash their phone number across the screen. Hey, pigs, check this shit out. Hi, my name is The Stimulator. And if you have any concerns about the way I do the show, dial 1-800-EAT-SHIT. But I digress. The cost of this fancy fucking truck is unknown, but I'll guess it's about 250,000 ducats. And for what? Well, so that the Toronto Popo can catch a match of the World Cup on a tiny fucking video screen.
Freedom uprise for your freedom, warfare without disguise, live or die for your freedom, sound off the battle cry, warriors ride to meet them, forever my people under righteous eyes will defeat them, ready to start cooking the beef, armed to the teeth, with verses like a samurai to cut up a thief, to reveal just what he's made of, inside out, stripped raw, vigilante law, flesh dries out, no fear, blood curling, screams and shouts, conviction stands, beyond a reasonable doubt, look for his whereabouts, search high and low, calling all foes from the intro. Prepare to burn slow for the war crimes committed. Punchline submitted, won't be permitted to get away acquitted. They gon' regret it, yo. Enemies coming like dead men walking. Better tell them we the warriors and we're done talking. Let's go.
Here comes the warriors riding high with here the streets. Here comes the warriors magnify our way. The glorious, the brave become victorious warriors.
The Indigenous Sovereignty March was one of the biggest ones yet, with over 1,000 peeps braving the nasty Toronto heat to show solidarity with native folks. It was inspiring to see so many settlers coming out to support this action. To find out more about Indigenous struggles in North America, I spoke with Mark Corbier of the Ojibwe Nation. Hey Mark, so why the fuck are you here during the G motherfucking 20?
Just because of the G20 are not respecting indigenous rights across the world, they're bending over backwards so that way corporate colonialism can control indigenous lands, and it's indigenous people who are directly affected by the decisions made at the G20. So being in solidarity with Palestinians and liberation armies from Southern America, we felt the need to come out here today and represent the warrior's voice when the liberal organizations are coming out to try and pacify the movement.
There are loads of signs around that call attention to Canada's genocide. Just how many peeps were murdered in North America during invasion?
Pre-contact, there were like 200 million indigenous people here in North America. And then after colonial contact, because of drugs, alcohol, the eradication of full tribes and nations, we're down to like just about 20 million. And the theft of the land and the continuous criminalization of being native and the misrepresentation of native people within the court system and within third world poverty conditions on the reserves within a first world environment. So
when you call for indigenous sovereignty, just what the fuck do you mean?
Demanding the right of regaining culture, land, and the ability to create our own infrastructure on reserves and be a part of, as opposed to taken out of the equation as the way things are set up now.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World, as we know it, and if you'll find. To Stephanie, Tim, and Martin, much appreciation for the cash flow for tacos. Beklota. Stay tuned to Stimulator.tv as migrant justice activists kick off the weekend with a block party and a tent city. Now repeat after me. No G20 on stolen native land.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.